It's Just Not Cricket with Justin Avendano.
Yes, here he is, the man that men envy, the man that women adore. It is Justin Avendano, BBL champion, twice over, and our Terrigal bloke. G'day, mate.
G'day, Justin.
Good morning, Rob, and good morning to the King of Narara, Paddy. What's going on, boys?
Oh, you shouldn't have asked.
That was a bad way to start, Justin.
You should, Justin. Stop it. I have been asked to open the lift at Narara.
His feet are barely touching the ground. Just
go up.
Narara has nothing. When I read something about Narara, it said it has lots of parks and gardens and a skate park. That's it. We don't have a servo in Narara, but as I said, we've got Dean Street store, got the Bottle-O there, and Rudy's put on chicken salt on the menu at the for the hot chips. So, you know, and now we've got a lift, mate. So big bloody news.
Paddy's gone with the biggest font he could find. He's printing out about 20 or 30 pages now. It's spelling out grand opening. He's going to be sticking that up at Narara Station himself with the date. Oh, God.
Someone's jealous, Justin. Someone is
exactly
Justin.
Right.
Mate, T20 World Cup starts tomorrow night. How are the Aussies shaping up, buddy?
Mate, it's going to be good. So the Aussies are taking on South Africa in the opening match tomorrow night. And now, in recent years, the Aussies have really struggled in T20 cricket. So they've never really been able to settle with a consistent team. So we've never won the T20 World Cup, and we've been horrible the last few attempts.
Who's the best in the world then, Justo?
Mate, England and India are by far the best on ground. It's going to be really tough to see who wins out of those. But I think the Smokies is actually going to be the West Indies. They have such a powerful side, and Chris Gayle, Dwayne Bravo, and Nicholas Pooran, who played for the Melbourne Stars last year in the BBL, he's one of the best players in the world. So, but I think this World Cup, honestly, anyone could win. It's probably the most wide-open World Cup we'll ever see.
Did James Patterson consult you before he announced his immediate retirement from Test cricket?
No, unfortunately, he's a smart man. Now, this guy's struggled with so many back injuries over the years. It's good to see him just focus on domestic cricket, and he'll probably do the IPL and try and do the franchise cricket where there's big money. But hopefully he's just fit and healthy for the rest of his life, mate.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. They might get him to open a train station.
Oh, geez, I don't know whether he's qualified for that. And now there's this college gridiron player. He's been counting to 11 all his life, but there was a reason for that, wasn't there?
Yes. Now, college football is technically the second most watched sport in the country behind the NFL. And one player making his own name is JJ Weaver from the Kentucky Wildcats. Now, he was born with six fingers on one hand, but instead of being a wide receiver catching the ball from the quarterback, he's stuck in defense. Now, he's unfortunately just ruptured his ACL, so he's going to be out for a while. But I could honestly think of a few other sports you would play if you were blessed with huge hands and six fingers.
Yeah, two bowling balls in one hand.
Exactly right. He would dominate volleyball, handball, and I'm sure he'd be better than me catching the cricket ball in the field.
Hey, come on. Mate, what about the new Aussie star dominating the NBA?
Yeah, mate, they're calling him the Wizard of Oz. 19-year-old Josh Giddey made his debut for the Oklahoma City Thunder the other night.
Yeah.
And after some impressive preseason matches the last few weeks, he earned his spot into the main team and broke the record for the most rebounds from a player on debut. But he's also become the youngest Australian player to debut in the NBA. So the men's basketball team for Australia, the Boomers, are looking really strong if he keeps performing. You know, they've got Joe Ingles, Patty Mills, who are starring for both their teams. So the Boomers are looking bright over the next few years.
Yeah. And how about the Joker in tennis? Is he actually an anti-vaxxer, or what's his story?
Novak Djokovic is pretty much in danger of missing the Australian Open. The government announced in this week that any professional athlete arriving into the country would need to be double vaccinated. And Novak has always told the press that he will not tell anyone whether he's vaccinated or not. It's just his privacy, and he thinks that he should not be forced to if he has to play the tournament. So now what is actually more staggering is that out of all the tennis players on tour, only 60% of them are actually double vaccinated. So it means we could be missing some big stars this year in the Australian Open.
Oh, because a lot of them are saying, yeah, very much so.
Yes, it's going to be interesting, boys.
Well, mate, when the guest list comes through with the opening of the Narara lifts, your name will be front and centre. So well done, Justin Avendano.
Oh, thanks, mate.
No problem.
It's going to be very awarding.
Justin will have something else on.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
Thank you, Justin. Have a good weekend, mate. Speak to you next Friday, champ.
See you later, guys.
Justin Avendano, BBL champion.